Okay, today's daf is Nedarim, daf Lamed Vav, and we are on the top of Lamed Vav and Aleph. What is the sugi that we are in? We asked the question of Yibay Lahu, yesterday's laf, Lamed Hema Beis, whether Kohanim are Shluchei Didan or Shluchei Dishmaya, when the Kohanim bring the Karbanos on behalf of Klal Yisrael, when we are talking about Karbanos Yachid, that they bring on behalf of a fellow Jew, not the Karban Tamid, which also might the question might be about in a more general way, but when they are bringing their karbanos, are they our shlichim, shluchei didan, we give them their karbanos, so they bring it on our behalf, or shluchei d'shmaya, or are they Hashem's shlichim, not specifically related to us, l'may nafkamina, mudur hana. That is the ultimate nafkamina. Can they give us benefit? And if they are shluchei didan, they will not be able to give us benefit or not. So the Gemara went to try to prove that from our Mishnah, and we ended up saying that our Mishnah, we tried to prove it in one direction, and we ended up saying that it seems to go in the other direction. From the fact that our Mishnah limits the types of karbanos that the Kohen is allowed to bring, he's allowed to bring the kinei, the mechusrei kapara, the kinei zavim, kinei zavos, yoldos, those. So that is why it seems like only those karbanos can be brought, but other karbanos cannot be brought because they are shluchei didan. That is where the Gemara is up to right now. The Ran and the other Rishonim pointed out on yesterday's daf that even though the Gemara in Kiddushin seems to already have answered this question, and we don't really need to go into it any deeper, but that was only, the Ran said that was only the Amoraim, that was Rav Huna, but it wasn't a Mishnah, it wasn't the Brisa, so that's why we'd rather go through it. Or Tosas and Yuma had said, we know for sure that they are Shluchei D'Shmaya. The question is, are they also Shluchei Didan? That's the question, and other answers as well, but that is why we have this Sugya right here. So the Gemara says on top of Lamed Vav and Aleph, Masiv Rav Simi Bar Abba. Rav Simi Bar Abba asks, again, we are assuming at this stage that the Gemara's Maskana has been Shluchei Didan. That's why it's limited to the Mechusrei Kapara. So the Gemara says, Ima Yakohen, the Brisa tells us, if the Madir was a Kohen, Yizrok Alav Dam Chatas of a Dam Hashamo. If the Madir was a Kohen, then he's still able to do Zrikas Hadam of the Dam of the Chatas and the Asham. So we assume this means general Chatas and Asham, not just limited to Mechusrei Kapara. So you see that they're allowed to do it. So it must be Shluchei D'Rachmana and not Shluchei D'Dan. The Ran here has two Deos. Doesn't our Mishnah also say Chatos V'Hashamos? So why is the Gemara going into a Brisa, trying to prove it from Dam Chataso to Dam Hashamo in our Mishnah? Right after it talks about Zav and Zavos, Kine Yolos, our Girsa is Chatos Vashamos. So the Ran has two Deos. First day is that some people don't have those. Some Rishonim don't have that Girsa in the Mishnah. Ikaman da Amar, says the Ran on top, to be the Osif of Simi Bar Abba, mi Brisa, velo Osif, mi Mas Nisan, Shma Mino, de lo Garis, mi Mas Nisan, Chatos Vashamos. Number one, it must be that they don't have, some people don't have that girsa. Or else the kasha would be able to be brought from the Mishnah. And that's the even stronger question. But then the Ran says, you don't have to change the girsa. The ime halo arya. If that's the only reason that you don't have those two words, you don't have to change it. Because if you have chatas and asham in the Mishnah, that could easily have been understood just as a follow-up of mechusrei kapara. Zav Zava Yoledes, but then it mentions Chatas and Asham. That's talking about Chatas and Asham of a Mitzorah, because we're already talking about Mechusrei Kapara. But in the Brisa, it just says Chatas and Asham. So that is why we would think that that's a more general Chatas and Asham carbon that is meant, and that is why the question is asked from the Brisa. The Gemara does answer exactly how we would have understood the Mishnah. Answer, Dam Chataso Shal Mitzorah, Vedam Hashem Shal Mitzorah. It could be that the Chadas and Hashem referred to here is just of the Mitzorah, so it's still in the Mechusrei Kapara context. Tichsiv, Zos Tia Taras HaMitzorah Ben Gadol Ben Katan. So, because it's still in the Mechusrei Kapara context, so that is why it's still not a riot of Mechusrei Dishmaya, because even if somebody's Mechusrei Didan, they can bring it on behalf by the Mechusrei Kapara, based on Rabbi Yochanan's din yesterday, that HaKol Tzrich and Das, Chutz Mi Mechusrei Kapara. So these are the Mechusrei Kapara. Whenever Chatas and Asham are mentioned, we know there's an affinity between those two, but there's also a difference between those. and it's more pronounced not by Mitzora, but in general, they're both Ba'al Chait, part of a larger sugya, both Chatas and Asha, but Chatas is brought for 90% of Averus. We're being a carbon Chatas. The first mission increases, goes through all of the Averus that one brings a Chatas for. And Asham is brought in five specific cases. Specific cases. A couple of Averos and a couple of other situations. An Asha, an Mitzora, a Nazir, but a general Chatas and Asha are both brought al Chait, but there are differences between the two. A Chatas has a unique type of Kapara process. It is the only Karban that has four Zerikos on the four Kronos, not just Shtayim Shehein Arba, which is two diagonally across from each other, which ultimately go on all four sides. Only a Chatas has four, and a Chatas is also Lamala, it's on the Kronos, while an Asham is like an Ola, which is Lamata Michota Sikra, on the bottom part of the lower half of the Mizbeach, and it is only Shtayim Shehein Arba. So why is that? And other comparisons between, you have Chatas on one extreme, you have Ola on the other extreme, Asham has some elements of Ola, some elements of Chatas. We've touched on that in the past. What is the nature, the true nature of Karban Asham? Okay, let's continue. So the Gemara did not prove its answer, so we go further. Tanan says the Mishnah Maseches Gittin Hakohanim Shepiglu BaMikdash. Pigel, one of the sugyas in Shas that gets the most press. Pigel and Hotzah, probably two of the main sugyas that get Dafim and Dafim all about it. Pigel is both in Zvachim and in Menachas. We have Dafim all about the concept of Pigel, which is when a Kohen thinks about doing part of the Avoda or eating the Karban after its proper time. That's pigel. And what happens? The halacha is the karban becomes pigel, and therefore if I eat it, I'm chayiv karis. Hakohanim shepiglu by mikdash. If a kohen is befagel in the mikdash, mizidin chayavim. If he's befagel b'mezitz, then he's a mazik to the person, and therefore he's chayiv to pay. Chayavin. He's befagel. It's like he damages it b'mezid. He spiritually damages it, but he still ruins it. The other person has to bring another karban now. He doesn't receive kapara. So therefore, chayavin, he's chayav to pay. Hashogegin paturin. But if he was shogeg about the pigel, then he would be pater. What does shogeg mean? Does shogeg mean that he didn't know that he wasn't allowed to be mafagel? Or he knew that there was an isser, but he didn't know there was karis to it? The Gemara elsewhere discusses how much do you have to know to not be called shogeg. But that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Memezid, Yerchayev, B'shogeg, the Kohen is Pater. Elosh, if you go on Pigel, but even in the case of shogeg, still the carbon is Pigel. Or, the Bryce on the side, the Gersa is that the Bryce adds in that last line. Vatani Allah, Elosh, if you go on Pigel. So, E Amrit Bishlama, Shluche, Deshmaya, Have, if we say that the Kohanim are the Shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hainu Shepikul and Pigel. I understand why even in all cases the Pigel works, because you're on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says this is also to do. Ela'i Amar Shluchei Didon Havei. But if you say the Kohanim are our Shluchim, Amai Pigul and Pigel, so why is it Pigel? Lei Malei, let's read and then we'll explain. Lei Malei Shlicha Shavitech Litkune V'lo Lavisei. Why can't the Bailim say to the Kohen, you're my Shliach, but I made you a Shliach in order to help me, Litkune V'lo Lavisei, and not to mess me up, and therefore you are not a Shliach if you did this to mess me up, and Memela is not Pigel. You aren't allowed to do this. That's the question of the Gemara. The question is, what exactly is the question of the Gemara? What is it referring to? So, a couple of days of the Rishonim. The Ran says that the Kasha is only on Shogeg, not on Mezid. Why? In a case of Mezid, we understand why the Pigel is Pigel. Why? Because there are certain cases, the Gemara quotes in Maseches Chulin, that Adam Oser Davar She'enu Shalo. Even though the usual rule is, Ein Adam Oser Davar She'enu Shalo, if I bow down to your item, if I do some other type of activity, I cannot answer your item, but sometimes, Adam Oser Davar She'enu Shalo, a person can, the Gemara says, Al Yidei Maisa, if I pour milk into your burning hot chicken soup, Adam Oser Davar She'enu Shalo, that becomes Basa B'chalav. So there are certain cases, it says the Ran here too. If a person was mazed, if the coin was mazed by the pigel, so then he is not doing the shlichus, he's doing a daita denafshe, but this is like an action, just like assering somebody through basa b'chalav. So it's a osa davashin and shalai de maisa. So that's why mazid, we understand. he's chayiv to pay, it is pigel. Ella, but if it's shogeg, so then he's not acting on his own behalf. He's acting on the behalf of the mishaleach. But the mishaleach could say to him, I only made you a shliach in order to help me and not to hurt me. And therefore the whole shlichus should fall away, and it should not be pigel. He should not have accomplished what he tried to accomplish. That is the Ran's kasha, and the Gemara answers, let's just read the answer according to the Ran. Amri, shiny, gabi pigel. Pigel's different. Xeris akasev, da amakra, lo yechashev lo, bikal makom. It should not be mechushav to the bailim. It's not, that is an all-inclusive lashon, that even if it's a case of shogeg, still is going to be pigel, and that is why it works, even though usual case rules of shlichus would say it does not work. That is the Ran here. If you look in the Rush has a different lashon. The Rush doesn't seem to limit it to shogig or mesid. The Rush just says, if you say first wide line of the Rush, if you say shluchei deshmaya, that works. Why? Shaharei hifkia hatorah karbano mirushus bailim v'nas dolakawein midolo be'ina das bailim. Because the Torah was mafkia, the chiddush of pigel is that the kohen has power, has authority over the karbanos. So therefore, if you say the kohen mishluchei deshmaya, so Hashmaya gave the power to the kohen, and that's why this would work. But if you say shluchei didon, why is it pigel? And he has the exact same kind of opposite question of the Ran. Ha'ein adam osir davar shina shalo. You can't ask yourself, that's not yours. The Ran says, oh, that you are the Oser Davar Shina Shalo in certain circumstances, and that's why the Kasha is not on Mazin, it's only on Shogeg. The Rush just says, no, ain't on the Oser Davar Shina Shalo. He made a Shliach, but no, it's not a good Shliach. Litzkuni Shadartich. So it's as if Litzkuni Shadartich gets rid of the aso shliach, and therefore you're back to the general rule of Adam Oser, ain't Adam Oser Davar She'eno. So that's the Rush's formulation. This would fit into the normal rules of Ein Adam Oser Davar She'eino Shelo, and the answer is that Pigel is different. The answer is that Pigel is unique, Dami Chashev, Bikol Makom, that it is still called Pigel. Number two, if you look at the Shita Mekubetzes, he has another formulation of the answer. Right, his question is similar to what we have had, but the Shiva Gabbat says here, in the answer says, Shiny Gabi Pigel, the Afal Gab de Ein Osir Davar Shena Shalo, the Gam Lo Shlucho Elitzkune. Exactly like the Rush said in the question. Even though you're right, we should say Ein Adam Osir Davar Shena Shalo. We should say he's not a Shliach, Kivan de Goli Kra, de Bimakriv Tali, since the Paz, this is how he understands the Xeris HaKosef, since the Torah, is Machadesh, that Pigel is totally on the Makriv, Havi Ki'ilu Amru Lo HaBailim Aseila Daitcha. It's as if the Bailim said, do according to your Das. Aseila Daitcha. Favi Le Kiha, like it says, in Ashochet, Asaba Maisa Asra. Like the Ran quoted in the Gemara, in the Havamina, the Shidu Kubasis quotes that Gemara in the Maskana. Pigel is as if the Bailim has given over the reins. Ula Olam Shliach Bailim. It could be the Shliach Bailim, but Pigel means, the Chiddush of Pigel is that the Bailim give over the reins. That is the, he quotes that from the Uraim, from the Reb Lazar Mimetz. That is the Shita. Remember, Rabbi Yosef Engel has two entire Sfarim, one called Gvura Shvonim, one called, also another title with a Shivim in it, where he has 80 answers to one question and 70 answers to another question. So the 80 answer question has to do with Pigel. I'm not going to go through it right now, any of the answers. But the question is, there is a Deya, Zvachim Mem Zayin, I think, that the Bailim are able to be Mephagel the Karban. Not just the Kohen, which is the Chiddush of our Pasakir, which is the Pashas, but the Bailim could also be Mephagel. So the question is, if Bailim can be Mephagel, how could there ever be an Isha Sota? Why? Because the Sota would always think pickle about the carbon, and it will never work, and then she'll always pass off the carbon, and she'll never have to drink the water, and it'll never hurt her, etc. So that is the question on the Shita Bailim Mephagelim. Though this Gezeiras HaKasav, according to what we paskin, holds otherwise. Holds that, no, the Kohanim, like the Shiva Kubetza said, the Chiddush of Pigel is that the Bailim give over the reins in the world of Pigel to the Kohanim, even though they wouldn't be happy about it. But that's the automatic Chiddush of Pigel. End of the sugya. So it is a ba'aya delo ifshita. We don't answer the question from a Mishnah or a Braisa, whether shluchei didar or shluchei derachmana, and that's why we only have that Gemara in Kiddushin that says shluchei deshmaya based on the words of Rav Huna and not a Mishnah or a Braisa. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara Gufa. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Let's go back to Rabbi Yochanan's din from yesterday. Rabbi Yochanan said, Hakol tzricha das chutz mi mechusar kapara. All karbanos need das of the person that it is being brought on behalf of, chutz mi mechusar kapara, except for mechusar kapara. He doesn't have to know the second that is being brought. I mean, let's say, the Gemara talks about in Sanhedrin, let's say the carpet is being brought while the Mishalech is sleeping. Let's say he sends it from Chutz Laaretz. He sends it with somebody, and then he gets there. He doesn't have to know exactly at the moment that it's being brought. It just means that he has to know when that it is being brought on his behalf. He sends it, and that is it. But Chutz Kapara don't need to know. Why? How do you know that? Says Rabbi Yochanan, Shaharei Adam Mevi Karban Albana Valbanos Avakatanim. Because the Mechusri Kapara Kabanas can be brought on behalf of one's young children who are considered Lav B'nei Das, so if the Karban can be brought on their behalf, so it can be brought based on other people who don't know about it. Without Das, what's the Yisod of the Shita? The Rishonim explain, Rabbi Yochanan holds, done in Efshar, Misha E. Efshar. Ketanim E. Efshar, that they should have Das. Rabbi Yochanan extrapolates from that even in a person who has das, who can have das, we say that you don't need das, even though it is efshar to have das in those cases. Meaning, don in efshar, misha e efshar. That's what Rabbi Yochanan seems to hold. So says the Gemara, if really he holds that, let's extend that. Elameata yavi adam chatas chelav al chaveiro. If Rabbi Yochanan says that you don't need das, so why do you limit that to mechusri kapara? Right, extend that. A person should be able to bring a carbon chatas on behalf of his friend without telling him. Yavi adam chatas chaylev al chaveiro. Chatas chaylev, we mentioned earlier in the Masechta, that stam chatas is always called chatas chaylev. Maybe it's the most common one, maybe it's the one that's written, this sort of chaylev is written by the carbon chatas in the Torah. Either way, that's a normal, regular chatas. So a person should be able to bring a regular carbon chatas for his friend. Why? Because we have an example where a person can bring a carbon chatas in a case of e-efshar, and therefore you should extend that from don in efshar, misha e-efshar. What case? The case of Rabbi Yehuda that we quoted yesterday. Shkin adam mevi al ishto shotek Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a man can bring a carbon on behalf of his mentally ill wife. Right, maybe ish al ishto shotek Rabbi Yehuda. Alam Rabbi Lazar, why did we learn that's not true? Hifresh chadas chedav achavir lo asa klum. Fine, it has to be a kapara, but if Rabbi Yehuda says that it works for the case of the wife, so why can't it work in all cases? Done in Efshar, Mishai Efshar. So answers the Gemara. Okay, it's going to take us a couple of lines to answer the Gemara. The ultimate answer is going to be that Rabbi Yehuda only meant this by Yoledes. It's a special din by Yoledes. It's not meant to be extended outside. So let's see how we get there, though. So the Gemara says, Ishto Shota Hechidami, what's the case where Rabbi Yehuda says that you are allowed to bring a carbon on behalf of your Ishtacha Shota? Ida Achlak, she Shota, is that she's always been a Shota. Even when she did the Aveira, she ate the Chelev when she was a Shota. So Lavas Karbon, that she doesn't have to bring a carbon. She was a Lav B'nei Bat Chiyuva. And she didn't have to bring the carbon because she didn't have air when she was a shota. So nothing to talk about. That can't be the case Rabbi Yehuda is talking about. And if she ate it when she was sane, vinishtatis, and then she became a shota, so then also, there's no, that carbon would not be good. Ha'am Rabbi Yirmi, Am Rabbi Yavo, Am Rabbi Yochanan. If at the time that she has to bring a carbon, now she's a shote, v'chazar v'nishtafer, and then she becomes sane, mentally stable again, puzzle. So that carbon is out. Why? Since it was nitche, since it was already pushed aside and had a stain on it. Meaning, once she became a shota, her carbon was not obligatory anymore. So at that moment, it was nidche, it was halachically pushed aside. The rule is, once it's pushed aside, always pushed aside. Hov v'nidche, yidche. And therefore, What's Rabbi Yehuda talking about? So it must be he's not talking about a regular case of sin. He must be talking about only a case of Yoledeh. So even a woman who's a Shote, who has a baby, still has the Chiv of Karbanos, which is her husband could bring on her behalf. But that is the defense that we don't extend that even though Rabbi Yochanan, we understand Rabbi Yochanan has done an Efshar, Mishi'i Efshar, in the context of Mechusrei Kapara, we wanted to extend it in general, and we said, no, that's only a case of Yoledes. The world of Dichui is a very large world. The Gemara elsewhere talks about different types of Dichui, two different types of Dichui specifically, what we call Nireh V'Nidche, or Dichui Me'ikaro. Was it Nireh V'Nidche? It had a time, Ashas HaKosher, and then it became pushed aside, like here. This is Nireh V'Nidche. At the moment that it was Hufrash, let's say, it was Mechuyev, and then she became a Shota, so it was Nidche away. Nireh V'Nidche. The other type is what's called Dichui Me'ikaro. It has always been problematic. It didn't have a Shasa Kosher, and then, but it's always been problematic. Dichui comes up by Karbanos, it comes up by Lulav, and elsewhere. The Shaila that the Gemara deals with, and it's brought out by the Achronimor, is which is worse? Which is the worst type of Dichui? Our case? A case where it had a shasa kosher, it was near a vinitche, or dichui meikaro. So you might say, seems like dichui meikaro. And there's evidence to both sides. Dichui meikaro, you might say, because it's never been in the parsha. So it's totally mufka from being kosher. But there's a lot of evidence that says the other way. That Nireh V'Nidche is worse. If it already had Shaychus and then was rejected, so that's even worse. I like to give the mashal, if you have somebody, let's say, that ran for president and lost, they probably have a worse chance of winning than somebody who never ran in the first place. Because when somebody was in the Parsha and then was rejected, right, it happens a lot. It's better not to have been there before. A new slate, a clean slate, if somebody was there, if something was there, and then was tried and was not accepted, so then it could be worse. That's Nireh V'Nidche versus Dichui Me'ikaro. Good, so that was the first try to extend Rabbi Yochanan, and it didn't work. Says the Gemara next try. Ela me'ata yavi adam pesach al-chavero. So fine, we weren't able to extend it by a regular chatas. What about Karban Pesach? A person should be able to bring a Karban Pesach al-chavero. Shekein adam mevi al-banav al-banos v'aktanim. Because after all, a person can bring a Karban Pesach on behalf of his young children. Also, lav b'nei das. So if a person can bring a Karban Pesach on behalf of his young children who are lav b'nei das, he should be able to bring a Karban Pesach on behalf of someone else who has das, who just doesn't know about it. Because done in Efshar, Mishi'i Efshar. But we know that's not true. Alama Amar Belazar, Hifish Pesach HaChaveiro Lo Asa Klum. Why does Rabbi Elazar say that it does not work? You have to have das of the person that you're being mafresh the Karban on behalf of. Says the Gemara, Amr Abzera, don't bring me rice from Ketanim in the context of Korban Pesach. Why? Because celibes avos lav daraisa. Having Ketanim included in the Korban Pesach is not daraisa. Lav daraisa. What exactly does that mean that it's lav daraisa? Therefore, if it's not daraisa, then you can bring a raya that all lav and edas are included. They're not included. What does that mean, lav daraisa? So Machlokas Rishonim, the Ran seems to say that really a katan is obligated midaraisa in the Karban Pesach. But he doesn't have to be nimne midaraisa. Doesn't have to be appointed beforehand. We know the halacha is that everybody has to be appointed to the Karban Pesach before this zman of the Shechita. But that's the chiddush of Tanim. Celebes avos lav daraisa, says the Ran on the second wide line, la'olam b'chi ha'danin. You would be done efshar mishi'i efshar, theoretically, umiyami pesach lamasi l'meidak, but you can't be medayik anything for Pesach. To celebes avos lav daraisa. What does that mean? Debid ha-Torah ein haktanim srichin lihimanos. Beseh, in b'nei chabura, on a daraisa level, ktanim do not have to be nimne. Doesn't say they're not obligated. They don't have to be nimne with a chabura. Ela ochlin mimenu afal pishalo nimnu alav. They could eat from the Karban Pesach even without minui. The abagav dein pesach nechal elolim nuyav, because even the Karban Pesach is normally not eaten, not allowed to be eaten, except if you were appointed beforehand. Hanimili beruuyin lehimanos. That's only if you're in the parsha. You're roi to be mamuna. Avoktanim delav bnei hachi less lan ba. Baktanim who are not bnei hachi of to be nimnep. So they are not included. You don't have a chiyuv. So it sounds like the ketanim are obligated in Karban Pesach, but they are not obligated to be Nimna. We'll get back to that, but let's just continue. The Shizbuk Ubed says also here, his formulation is a little more radical than the Ron's formulation. It gives the same shot that they don't have a chiyuv to be Nimna, but his formulations is, Hamnoa said, Labais lav daraisa, Mashamar Torah, celebrate Labais, Lamishum, Dilevu das ha'av la hamnosam b'makam daitam. It's not that you substitute the das ha'av for their das. Di'ilu boy hamna'a lo haviyachli mi'pesach. Da'amnosan lav klumu. Because if that would be the case, that wouldn't be true. The das of the father would not work. Elohadam rachman at celebes avos lav daraisa. Sheyochlu aktana mi'pesach aviyem. V'yavagav de lav b'nei hamna'a ninu. Achli. V'gzeres ha'kasavu lahachil pesach. Shelo limnuyav. Bivnei Beso. The chiddush of the Torah is that your family could eat it shalolim nuyav. Dechsiv celebes avos. That's the language of the shita. It's the same idea as the Ran, but it's just a little more extreme formulation that you could eat it shalol. You're allowed to eat shalolim nuyav in one's family. You don't say, it's the minoy of the father that works for the child. That's daya number one. If you look in Bali Atosus here and others, it sounds like the Gemara is saying something more fundamental. Not just that the minui is not the Raisa, but the ketanim are not the Araisa. The ketanim do not at the Ikar and Pesach, be the Araisa, just like all mitzvos. But you might have thought that the chiddush of the Torah, celebes avos, is that the ketanim are also obligated to be the Araisa. Masha'en kain, other mitzvos, and the Tosus says no. Tosus says right here, Aval osam de lo shayach lu lo mairi, midi dahave anoshim. And Bali Tosfos hold, discussion in the Rishonim. Tosfos seems to say that women are not obligated to eat the Karban Pesach. Midi dahave anoshim. The Rishus ain, sha'af alpi she'ein chayavos bepesach, mutaris lechol mimenu, ve'einu nikra shalolum nuyav, v'chein biktanim. Says Tosfos, women and also ktanim are not obligated mida oraisa, but they're allowed to eat Karban Pesach mida oraisa. It is recognized as an achila, even though they're not obligated, right? We have this a lot. The concept of kiyum da oraisa without a chiyuv da oraisa. There's no obligation for nashim, according to Tosfos, et ketanim to eat the Karban Pesach at all. Forget the minoy. They don't have to eat it. But they're allowed to, right? It's not like giving it to a dog. You're not allowed to give the Karban Pesach to a dog, right? Because that's a bizayin. You have to have some type of maisa achila, ha'adam. So this is recognized as a maisa achila of an adam. Not always do you need a chiyuv to have an obligation, to have a recognition on a daraisa level, right? This is by women and mitzvahs of Nations by Grum in general, right? Why are they allowed to say, according to Bali Atosas, according to the Ramah, why are they allowed to say, Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvosav? Why? Because men are obligated to do it, but also there's a kiyum da'oraisa that is recognized, right? The Ramban says, according to the Emek Bracha, quotes Reb Chaim, the Ramban's sheet of Tfilo, the Machlokes, but the Rambam says that it's mitzvah to daven every single day of one's life. And the Ramban says, no, only a sara. So the Emek Bracha says, he asked Reb Chaim, but what do you mean? But Birchas Kohanim, which is a mitzvah da'oraisa, has to be done in the context of avoda da'oraisa. So if tefillah is only d'rabbanan, what, birchas kohanim is only d'rabbanan b'zman hazeh? So explains Reb Chaim, no, that even the Ramban would say that even though there's no chiyuv da'oraisa to daven every day, if one davens, so there is a kiyuv da'oraisa. Again, another example of a kiyuv without a chiyuv. So this is what Tosfos says right here about ketanim and about nashim. There is an important Rambam to discuss whenever we discuss Karban Pesach and Ketanim, the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Karban Pesach and Perek Hay, the Rambam says, Ger Shenis Gayer, BePesach Rishon LeBesach Sheni. If there is a Ger that converted in during, between Pesach Rishon and Sheni, Vechein, Katan Shehigdal, Ben Shnei Apsachim, also a Katan that has Bar Mitzvah between the two Karban Pesachs, right? Svira Saomer, that's the usual Bar Mitzvah drasha of a Katan that becomes a gadol in between, but you can also talk about this Rambam. A katan that becomes a gadol between the two Karban Pesachs, chayav in lasos Pesach Sheni. They both have an obligation to do Pesach Sheni. But then the Rambam says, ve'im shachtu alav barishon, if they shechted on his behalf on the first Karban Pesach, so then on the first Pesach, pater. He is pater from doing Pesach Sheni. Is this also going on the first line of Ger? That's a question. What, even when he's a guy? Even if he's a guy, he can be included. So let's assume at least it's going on the second half. A katan, ask the Kesef Mishnah, the Igal Medak, atu katan bar chiyuva. Is the katan obligated? Upiturehu. He's patur. I don't understand. If he's patur, how can you say that? Oh, if he's, he didn't have to, but it can be included. Says the Mari Kirkus right here, tekivan de rachmana rabye lekatan, sheyishchatu alav, umemaninoso, niftarhu bekach men hasheni. You're right, he's not obligated, but because the Torah recognizes, like Baal HaTosfos said, since the Torah recognizes their existence, their achila, their reality, in this context of Korban Pesach, so that is why it would be good enough that they wouldn't have to bring Pesach Sheni. Reb Chaim expands upon this also in the Grach HaLashas. What does it mean? Right, what if he ate matzah on the first Pesach, he's a Yotzei on a Daraisa level? Says the Reb Chaim, Asher Yira Lor, Medasa Rambam, the shiny Pesach v'matzah. There's a big difference. To the Pesach, ha-milvad mitzvahs ha-pesach, she'alav, right? Besides the mitzvah of Pesach, there's a different din. There's a din of hakravas ha-pesach. Ha-yesh ba-ze o-din hakravas karban. Ma-shehu karbano, v'karav avuro v'olelo. Is he in the world of the karban Pesach? Even if he's not in the mitzvah of Pesach, kechol karbanos shekreven va'olam lebaaleihem ubecherishod v'katan harei lo matzinu rak deina b'nei mitzvos. We find that a cherishod v'katan they're not b'nei mitzvos. Umishum delav b'nei chiyuva va'azharaninu. They're not obligated. Aval eina mufkaim me'etzem hadinim, but they're not rejected in terms of recognizing them on a Da'araisa level, by Korban Pesach, or even by other Korbanos. V'meim p'turim mitzvahs ha-Pesach, v'kol makom, b'nei Korban Pesach ninhu. That's their lashon. They're pater from the mitzvah, but they are b'nei Korban Pesach. U'psacham karav aleihem, v'olo lahem l'shem Pesach, k'chol ha-Korbanos sh'olom l'ba aleihem. Like it says, the Mishnah says, yasiyasom sh'shachtu alav aputrapsim, yochal v'makom shu rotzeh. Right? You find that by other contexts. Or shokhan adam espesach, v'nibar b'ro b'tok tanim. So it says, Reb Chaim, it's recognized Da'araisa, and that's why the katan would not have to bring a Korban Pesach on Pesach Sheni if they shechted on his behalf. Amazing. Good, let's continue. So the Gemara answers, you can't bring me a rhyme. And the Gemara, what was the context? The Gemara said, we should be able to be done in Efshar, Mishii Efshar. So you should be able to bring a Korban Pesach on without somebody else's knowledge. So we say, no, that's not true, because Ketanim are not Da'araisa. Again, Machlokes, what we just said, what does that mean? Not at all, or just the Minui? Umimai, how do you know Selav Esavos is not Da'araisa? Midazan, because again, the Mishnah says, Homer Labanav Harini Shochin Esav Pesach. Amishayalim Ikem Rishon Yerushalayim. A father is trying to encourage his kids to get up to Yerushalayim quickly. So he says to his children, I'm Shechter the Kara Pesach, all me on whoever, I'm going to have in mind whoever gets up here first. Where elsewhere says, maybe that's going to be the first one included, and then the rest of the kids. But whoever comes first, Kiva Shehichnes Rishon Rosh Verubo Zacha Bechelko, right when the first son goes into Yerushalayim, he is Zocha in his Chelik in the Korban Pesach, Umizake Esachavimo, and through him, he's Zocha, his brothers, he's broke his brothers with him. So says the Gemara, V'i Amrit Sela Beis Avos Daraisa. And if you say you have to be Nimnem Daraisa, Al Bisra Koyu Mazaki Luhu. Here's the meat that he's getting Zoche. What's the question? The Ran is 2 days. First day of the Ran is that we're talking about after the Shechita. So if it's after the Shechita, so how could you be Nimne? It must be you're in clear included, not on a Daraisa level. Number one. The second day of the Ran is that no. And therefore, according to that, the question is basically on all of them. On all the brothers, is after Shechitas, how does it work? Then the Ran calls another day, though, that maybe it's only going on the other brothers, not him. Bishlam, the Ran says in the third to last line, he is Zoche because of the concept of Brera. Right when he gets it, the father who made that announcement before Shechita, let's say, is Megale, his Daza. This is the one that he meant. This is one that he meant to be Nimne. But the other brothers, they we didn't know who it was going to be. So Breyer wouldn't work for them. So either way, that's the Kasha. So the Raya is, Sela Beisavos must not be Daraisa. So the Gemara answers, the Gemara just continues, says, Ela Lama Lahu. So if they're not really included on a Daraisa level, so why'd he even say this to them? Damar Lahu Navuon Ki Lazazam and Mitzvos. Why did the father say this to them at all? Because it's just to be Mizaris them. just to teach them the Midav's Rizus, not because really they would be included on a Daraisa level. Zrizim Magdimin LaMitzvahs, we know, is a major topic in Shas by Bris Mila. We just discussed it recently, but elsewhere as well. Rav Asher Weiss likes to point out, it's in Brachos and Siman Chaf Beis, the four concepts that are very similar to each other, but in Chazal he thinks they are meduyically different. Even though sometimes Rishonim use them interchangeably. Zriza Magdima LaMitzvahs, that's where I can do a mitzvah either now or in an hour from now, and I choose to do it now. That's Zrizus. Whenever I have a mitzvah, She'etzem Atziyasa, Hu HaTachlis HaNirtzaba V'lo Totzo Seha, the Tachlis is to do the Maisa HaMitzvah. So that is Zrizus. Shihui Mitzvah Lo Mashhinon. That's the second concept. We find that in Yevamos regarding Mitzvah of Yibum. If the Gadol doesn't want to do it now, could the Katan do it? Shihui Mitzvah Lo Mashhinon. So he says that's a principle that's used when you're nervous that the Mitzvah might not ever be done. Right? That is this principle is used. The Einem Shem Chib of Mitzvah Ha'amur B'Din Zrizus Elakal Hecha Deish Chshash Shema Titaref Hasha'a V'Lo Yucha L'Kayim Mitzvah Klal Amrinon Shihui Mitzvah Lo Mashinon. Right, that's where you have that principle. You have that by Kiddush Levana, for example. Do it now without Rovam, later with Rovam. So that's where Shihui Mitzvah would apply. Number three principle: Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. You find that by the Gemara says that you could even bring some of the Haktaras Emurin on Shabbos of a carbon, even though you could just wait till that night. No, if you have a most appropriate time to do a mitzvah, and a less appropriate time, try to do it in the most appropriate time. That's Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, number three. And number four, Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvos, which itself has a couple of different types of applications, but those are four different principles which are all under the same rubric in general, but they are used in four different ways in Chazal. Okay, V'tarmis Shumosa V'chulu Shuma. Let's get into the next sugya. Next couple of lines are much quoted. Out of all the dafim in the darim, this line is also, just like we had on yesterday's daf in terms of the Shluchei D'Rachman and Shluchei D'Idan, so this is also much quoted. So Yibaylu, Hatorei Mishalo Hashal Chaveiro. We said, the Mishnah had said, that if somebody's mudur hana from their friend, they are allowed to take truma on their behalf. Ask the Gemara, Hatorei Mishalo Hashal Chaveiro, Tzorech Daito Olo. If I take truma from your field for you, you need to know about it. But what if I'm taking truma from my field, and I have in mind that this truma that I've taken from my field should be truma for you? Let's say we live next to each other. So you're Shalom and Amukaf. Let's say it is Ben Amukaf. Let's say it's right next to my field and right next to your field. And therefore, I am taking Truma from my stuff, and therefore I want to be Misakin your field that it's not Tevel. So you have to know about that. Sarek Daito Olo. Mi Amrina, do we say, Kiva Dischusula, Lo Tzarek Das? Do we say it's a Schus? We know the principle called Zachin La Adam Shalom Afanav. So it's a Schus, so therefore you don't need Das of the owner. O Dilma, no. Or do we say mitzvah dilehi v'nicha le'lamevde? Or do we say no? A person likes to do his own mitzvos. This is a mitzvah, and therefore he wants to do this mitzvah himself. 2 points. Number one, the Achronim discuss when it means mitzvah dilehi, and he wants to do it by himself. When do we apply that principle? When the action, he wants to do the maisa by himself, or he wants to achieve the totsa'a by himself? That is a question that the Achronim wonder about, which is the true So you have to go through the sugyas where this comes up in the Gemara. But the Gemara here says that Hafrashas Trum is a mitzvah, and therefore he might want to do it himself. The Taz and Rabbi Kiv Eger discussed this mitzvah in the beginning of Yaradeya. So did the Rambam and the Ramban. We're not going to get to that now. The Rambam and the Ramban have a machlokas whether Hafrasha is a separate mitzvah from Nesina or is counted as one big mitzvah. That's one machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. But the Taz, in the beginning of Yaradeya, in Simin Aleph, Sif Yud Zayin, Sif Katan Yud Zayin in the Taz, he has an amazing statement, which all the Achronim pick up on, that Hafrasha's Truma is a mitzvah even if I have no intention of eating from the field. I have no intention. I'm just going to let it lie fallow. I'm not going to eat from it. Says the Taz, it's still a mitzvah. And that's why you make, and the bracha on Hafrashas Truma, he said, could even be a special type of Berachas HaMitzvah. Let's read the Taz's Lashon. The Taz says right here, He says, "Venir litzchila liyashev." He quotes in the continuation, "Aval hafrashas truma havi ikar bracha al mitzvahs hafrasha lo al iser tevel shahari mitzvahs hafrasha chiyuv alav afilu im eino rotz alecho min atvua adayin." The mitzvah, the focus is the hafrasha, not on the tikkun. And says the Taz, "There's a mitzvah even if I have no kavanah to eat from it." That's an amazing line. "Mk havi mitzvah zos kashar mitzvahs." It's meaning it's not just a matir; it's a mitzvah. The Gemara, our Gemara works much better if you hold that Afrashas Truma is a mitzvah and not just a matir. Works much better that way. V'kivan she'enu chiv begufo lasos kain, the efshar litramai de shliach lo nechalek ha-mitzvah ha-bracha zemizeh. So it's better for him to do the bracha himself. That's the context of the shita. But that is the Ashita's logic. Kiva Eger, right here on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, he says, lo matzasi zeh. I know what he's talking about. To bepshuto, the pashas is who rakisha rotze la'achlo aser acha hifrish shuma. Pashas only when he wants to eat it. Then there's a mitzvah. If he doesn't want to eat it, there's no mitzvah. It's what we would call a matir, not just a mitzvah. And then it says, look in the Magen Avram in Arachayim in Simen Ches. He says this by challah too, right? He says it by challah that the mitzvah is only when you would want to eat. So that is the machlokas tazir b'kivei eger. But the Gemara, the fact that the Gemara applies mitzvah dileihu v'nichalei la for a person to do the mitzvah himself, applies that to here. It's not a raya to the Taz, but it is can work very nicely for the Taz. This is the Shiloh. So if somebody's Torem mishalo al shel chaveiro, does he need das? The Ran here says this zechiyah is, see the lashon of the Ran on top, the zachin on the first side of the suffix. Why would you say it works without his das? The zachin la adam shalom befanav umistama havile kishluche. There are two major shas topics discussed on this line of the Gemara. Here's the first one. The Ran says that because what's the tzad to say that it would work even without his das? Because zachin la adam shalom befanav, and it's as if kishluche. This is the Ran who has a major shita in the sugya of zechiyah mitam shlichus and la mitam shlichus. Shlichus means I appoint you as a shliach. Zechiyah means I do something on your behalf without your knowledge. Are those two sugyas related to each other? That is a machlokes in the Rishonim, in the beginning of the second paragraph of Kiddushin, and above the Messiah, and right here as well. Bali, Rashi, and Tosfos, and many other Rishonim hold zechiyah is not related to shlichus, and one group of Rishonim, I'm not going to get the details now, holds Zechiyah mitam shlichus, and other Rishonim holds Zechiyah islam mitam shlichus. Tosfos right here says, the source for Zechiyah mitam shlichus is right here. Tosfos says, Zechiyah mitam shlichus, shaper avi shlichusei, v'hadamrina b'chol duchta, to Zechiyah mitam shlichus, mehacha tanyalei. This is the source for it. The question is, what does that mean? Even if you want to say Zechiyah is mitam shlichus, what does that mean? So the rush right here, and the Tosfos of rush in Kiddushin, and others say it means that they're very, very connected. Zechiyah means it's as if there was an appointment. Da'anan sahadi denichale v'havi ki'ilu asa oshliach. That's the language of the Rush. There's an anan sahadi. It's obvious that the person is nicha, so it's as if he appointed him a shliach. That's the Rush's lashon right here. If you look in the Ksos, in Simen Kofei, the Ksos says beferish against that. The Ksos says, don't think that Zechiyah mitam shlichus means that it's ki'ilu aso shliach. No, it's not. Zechiyah mitam shlichus is working midin a different din, not midin shlichus, midin yad, says the Ksos. He's a great conceptual shita to be a foil for all the other Rishonim. The Ksos says the Farish, that Zechiyah mitam shlichus does not mean that they're so close together. That is one sugya. The other, you know, let's continue a little more, and then we'll end off with the other major shita, probably the most famous Rashba in this Masechta. We will do in a minute. Let's just continue reading the Gemara first. Says the Gemara Tashmas. Let's try to prove this. Whether we say, if again, I'm Torim from my stuff for you, doesn't need your das. Tashma, Torim es shumosav es basosav ledaito. So our Mishnah said that somebody who is a mudrana could still be Torim on behalf of his friend, Lidaito. What does that mean? So first, what's the case? And then, what does the word Lidaito mean? So, b'mayaskina, what are we talking about? So, Ilema mid balakri, al shal balakri. Are we talking about that I'm taking from your stuff for you. Uladaito daman. And what does ladaito mean? Ilema ladaito delay. And if it's a maidas, meaning I can take your stuff and only I know about it, so man shavi shliach, who made me a shliach? That for sure does not work. If I'm taking from your stuff without your knowledge, that for sure doesn't work. Elo ladaito damalakri. So it must be with your das. I'm taking from your stuff with your das. So I'm allowed to do that if I'm mudur hanah from you. Hakamahani le tekaavich lichusei. But then I'm your shliach. So why should that work? So it must not be, the case must not be where I'm taking from your stuff with your knowledge. Ela mishelo al shabalakri. It must be I'm taking from my stuff on behalf of you. Ula daito daman. And who's what das? Whose das is it, does the Mishnah mean? Ilaim ladaito dabalakri. Is it your das and I'm doing this for you from my stuff? Hakamahani le. But then still, then I'm being mahana you. You know about it. Ela lav ladaiti danafshe. So it must be only my das. I'm taking from my stuff and only I know about it. And umi shelo tari mal shal chaveiro. And I'm taking it from my stuff on my friend. The Gemara just repeats it. Ve'i amit sarach das hakamahani le. And if you really would need the das, that would not work. Ela lav ein sarach das. So isn't this a raya that you don't need das? Mi shelo al shel chaveiro. So Gemara says no. La ola mishal balakri al balakri. It could be that it's from his stuff and he knows about it. So why isn't that a violation of mudur hana? Kita amar rava baomer kal harotza litrom yavo v'yitrom. The case is where the balakri does not make me a shliach. He just says whoever wants to take off truma, please take off truma. Hachanami baomer v'chulu. So just like he says that elsewhere that can work to be a shliach. By mudur hanah, so too, here it will work. The Ran talks about different contexts in Shas where you have general types of lasha of sivuyim. You have it by sivuy habal, by writing a get. You have it by somebody saving property by Shabbos. And you have it here by mudur hanah. Different contexts allow different things. That is an important discussion, but the Gemara does not answer our original question. There's no clear answer. Let's go back now for a minute. The Rashba. The Rashba says on this lashon of the question of the Gemara. The Rashba makes a chilek. The Rashba says, we'll read the words of the Rashba, and then we'll talk about what the Achronim do with the Rashba. The Rashba says, he asked the question. Quotes the question of the Gemara, and he says, "V'yesh lomar." He says, "Doesn't the Gemara in elsewhere say that you need shlichus by truma? So why wouldn't you need shlichus, real shlichus here?" So he says, "V'yesh lomar de tori mishelo al shal chaveiro shiny." Delo be'inan shlucha ledaito ela tori mishel balakri al balakri. Only if I'm taking from your stuff for you, then you need to make me an actual shliach. But if I'm taking from my stuff on behalf of you, since I'm not taking it from you, you don't have to make me a shliach. Says the Rashba, you only need shlichus when you're taking it from him. Zachiyah would not work if you're taking it from him. Zachiyah would only work if I'm taking it from myself. What does that mean? So the Rashba just expands on the Gemara, but the Rashba has that lashon. What does that mean? So this is the Ksos. The Ksos says, this means Zachin la'adam shalo b'fanav, but not Zachin me'adam shalo b'fanav. The Ksos says this in Simen Reish Mem Gimel. The Ksos says you only say Zachin on behalf of a person when you're not taking anything from him. But if you're taking something from the person, even if it's a schus for him, that still would not be allowed. That still would not work because you only say Zachin le'adam shalo b'fanav and not Zachin me'adam. He makes this, he writes this on the comment of, he writes this in the Ksos, is only a Choshe Mishpat, in Reish Mem Gimel, but he discusses the Chumas Hadeshen in Simen Kuf Peches, which is quoted in the Ramah in Yaredeya. That's why he's very upset by the Ramah in Simen Shin Chav Ches, who quoted this Chumas Hadeshen. What's the Chumas Hadeshen? There was a case where a woman who went out, made challah, and it was rising, the dough was rising, and she went out, and her servant was in the house, and the case was somehow that the servant saw that if you don't put be mafresh challah, and put it in the oven right now, the dough was gonna get ruined. So she was mafresh challah, she put it in the oven right now. So the question is, that's zachin me'adam, right? Cause she took off challah on behalf of the woman. That's like, Michel Balakri al Balakri, without the woman knowing, but it's a zchus, because the whole thing would have been ruined. So does that work? So the Shuma Zadashin, the Ramah quotes it, says that's fine. And the Ksos says, no way. The Kso says, based on this Rashba right here, you don't say Zachin Lame Adam. Right? Even if it's exclusive for them, you only say Le Adam and not Me Adam. That is the formulation of the Ksos. There are others, or Shimon Shkaf, others have different formulations and understandings of this Rashba, but this is the Rashba. The Rashba is quoted as saying Zachin Me Adam versus Zachin Adam. The Rashba never said that. The Ksos understands the Rashba as saying that you sowed. But there are other understandings of the Rashba as well. But that's the Rashba right here in the Dharam Lamed Vav. Let's continue now for a little bit more. Says the Gemara, Bo Minei Rabbi Yireb, Minei Rabbi Yireb Zeira. Another question. Mishelo Al Shel Chaveiro. Let's say I was Torim on your behalf. Right? I took it from my stuff on your behalf. Tova Sana Shel Mi. Who gets to choose which Kohen this goes to? Who gets to choose? Mi Amrina, do we say, Ilav Peri Deheich, Mi Miskana Karya Dehahu. It's my stuff. That's becoming Truma. For you, it's Bisakin, your Kri, but it's my fruit, so therefore I should get to choose. O Dilma, what do we say? Ilav Karya Dehahu, Lohavian Peri Dehade Truma. If it wasn't on behalf of your pile, then this wouldn't be Truma. Right? It has your stuff in mind. So Amar Le, Amar Kra, as called Tvoas Zarecha, Vinasata. It's totally on the owner of the Baal HaKri, because it says, the tua of your Zera, that's going to become Mesukan, Venasata, and that Nesina is put right next to it. Esve, is that really true? What about our Mishnah? Torah Mesmas Trumos, Mesmas Rosav Ladaito, the E, Amitovas Hadad, the Baal HaKri. If you say the Baal HaKri gets to choose who, which Kohen it goes to, Hakamahanile. So you're one being mafrish is giving hanah, the hanah of the choice, and that the Kohen is going to like the one who is mudar. So he's giving him hanah. El shvami na tovas and adilei. It must be the mafrish is the one that's allowed to choose. Skor says Amri lo, no, maybe no raya. Mishal balakri, al shal balakri. Like we said before, maybe the mission is about a case where you're taking it all from his stuff. So there's no raya. Finishing up, Tashma, Damar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, try to bring a raya from Rabbi Yochanan. Hamakdish, the one who is makdish a karban, Mosif Chomesh, the one who is makdish a karban is the one that if he's poda it, the halacha is only the owner has to be Mosif Chomesh when he's poda it, so the makdish is Mosif Chomesh. Vaham, even if you were makdish it on behalf of your friend, umischaper, and the one who gets kapara though from it oset tzmura. Only the bailam could create tzmura. So, the one who was makdish it, he's the bailam regarding chomesh, but the one who was mischaper is the bailam regarding tzmura. And vahatori, mishalo, al she'ino shalo, tovas ana shalo. So, there it is, beferish. The one who was tori from his own stuff, on his other people's stuff, the one who was mafrish is the one who gets to choose which kohen. Okay, we'll have to stop here. So we'll continue next time with the halachas of teaching Torah and making a living from teaching Torah, and a lot coming up on Amud Beis, ta'amim, shrap, fechulu, a lot coming up on the next couple of days, dafim. Okay, we'll stop here.